You're listening to SBS News.
It's been another bad day at the office for Britain's Prime Minister, Boris Johnson. He wanted to hold a snap election on October the 15th, but that's been defeated because it would have required at least two-thirds of MPs to support the move, and that didn't happen. Opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn says his party had very good reasons not to support an election at this stage.
The offer of the election today is a bit like the offer of an apple to Snow White and the Wicked Queen, because what he's offering is not an apple or even an election, but the poison of a no deal.
Yeah! MPs have voted for the bill that could force Mr. Johnson to ask for Brexit to be delayed until the end of January next year, something he's pledged never to do. Mr. Corbyn says nobody wants no deal.
No deal is opposed by every business group, every industry body, every trade union, and by this House, as today's votes and others have shown.
Mr. Corbyn says he wants a general election that will see the ruling Conservative Party removed from office, but only after the bill securing an end to any possibility of a no-deal exit has passed the upper chamber, the House of Lords. He was strongly critical of the government's strategies.
I look forward to the day his government and his party and all their austerity and misery they've heaped on this country are turfed out of office. It's a cynical movement from a cynical Prime Minister. Yeah!
The Scottish Nationalist Party's leader in Westminster, Ian Blackford, wants to see all opposition parties work towards that goal.
Once a no deal has been blocked, MPs across this House, on the opposition benches, should come together to bring down this government.
One of the biggest problems facing the Prime Minister is as a result of the removal of the whip from rebel Conservative MPs from his own party, who voted with the opposition to pass the bill opposing a no deal exit. By removing the whip, those MPs no longer represent the party, and they are seen as independent MPs. The BBC's political editor, Laura Koonsberg, explains that the result of that puts Mr. Johnson in a very difficult position.
The government doesn't have a majority. After Boris Johnson turfed out more than 20 of his own MPs last night, he does not have the power to be able to govern as he pleases, and governments without a majority can't last. Sooner or later, he's going to have to ask all of us what we think they should all do next.
One of those MPs ejected from the Conservative Party is a former cabinet minister and a former contender for the party's leadership, Rory Stewart. Mr. Stewart supports remaining in the EU. He told Channel 4 News that, based on past experience, politicians in general would be wise to be cautious about anything the government promises them.
All sorts of shenanigans are going on. It's very difficult. I mean, remember, Boris Johnson said in writing to us, the One Nation, that he wouldn't prorogue Parliament.
Your advice to Labour would be this could be a trap.
Yeah, I think that they are absolutely determined, do or die, to get to the 31st of October, and they'll do anything they can. So I wouldn't give them an inch.
There's been some unease among Conservative Party members at the MPs who have been ejected. They include two former Chancellors of the Exchequer, a number of Cabinet Ministers, and Nicholas Soames, the grandson of Boris Johnson's hero, Winston Churchill. His voice breaking with emotion, Mr. Soames told the House that he wouldn't stand for Parliament again.
Mr. Speaker, I'm not standing at the next election, and I am thus approaching the end of 37 years' service to this House, of which I have been proud and honoured beyond words to be a member. I'm truly very sad that it should end in this way.
Meanwhile, the European Parliament's Brexit steering group has been meeting in Brussels following reports that negotiations with Downing Street had stalled. Committee member Philippe Lamberts told reporters what they were discussing.
What are we discussing? Well, the ongoing show in Westminster, I guess, but certainly not the progress of the negotiations, because if there's no negotiations, there cannot be any progress, right?
The general consensus of analysts is that one way or another, there will be an election, probably in October, but that these are strange times in Britain's political life. Alan Lee, SBS News.